In this episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, we are going to discuss, is blogging right for you? Maybe you've asked yourself the question, should I start a blog right now? We're going to answer that for you. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting information from a whole bunch of different places and different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course, and we call it the 5-Day Blogging Mini Retreat. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com or anywhere on the website. That's nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-Day Blogging Mini Retreat. It's a free mini course. A free 5-Day Blogging Mini Retreat is what we call it. Check that out at nichebloggingtips.com. We're going to categorize this into three sections, three parts. We're going to break it down for you. Should you start a blog? Do you want to start a blog? Do you love writing? We've all written or wrote something before, but it's just a few things that you need to understand about starting a blog. If you love writing, hey, this is the place for you. It's definitely for you. You definitely should be writing. And you also have to consider, people communicate by doing what? They read. If you're putting some down and sharing your thoughts and ideas, that's a great thing. Definitely deciding whether to start blogging, it depends on a bunch of different factors or what have you, but we're going to categorize this. It's going to be three categories. And the first one, we're going to talk about the benefits of starting a blog, why you should start a blog, why I think you should start a blog. Expression and creativity. Blogging provides a platform for self-expression and creativity. It allows you to share your thoughts, ideas, and expertise with a global audience. Building an online presence is very important. It's very important, especially if you want to grow a brand. Blogging helps you establish an online presence. It can serve as a personal brand or contribute to your professional identity, making it easier for others to discover and connect with you. So that's important. Learning and growth. Researching and writing about a specific topic can deepen your understanding of it. Blogging can be a continuous learning process that promotes personal and professional growth. So you always want to be learning and you always want to be growing. The network opportunities that blogging can bring from. You never know who's reading your blog. Blogging allows you to connect with like-minded individuals, experts, and potential collaborators. It can open doors to networking opportunities within your niche. Monetizing potential. The monetizing potential is a great benefit of starting a blog. If your blog gains traction, there are various ways to monetize it, such as ads, sponsored content, affiliate marketing, and even selling your own products and services. The SEO benefits, search engine optimization benefits of starting your blog. Regularly publishing quality content can improve your website's search engine optimization, making it more likely to be discovered by people searching for relevant topics in what I call Big Brother Google. I always say Big Brother Google. So whether it's Google, Yahoo, Bing, or what have you, you can be searched in there. So those are the benefits, the six benefits of blogging. The next category, second category we're going to talk about, is the challenges that you must consider when blogging, when you're making that commitment to blogging. Time commitment. Do you have the time to blog? Blogging can be time consuming. Consistency is key. And I'm here to tell you, I'm working on consistency myself. I don't have it down to a T. In some aspects, I do, depending on which blog of mine that you want to talk about. But consistency is key, and regularly updating your blog with quality content requires a significant time investment. I would say make sure that you have those goals aligned. Make sure that you maybe write them out. Some that you can write out. Hey, I want to make sure I blog on these days at this particular time, and so on and so forth. So that can be something big for you. So that's time commitment. Another challenge you have when considering blogging is building an audience. It takes time. Do you have the patience for that? It may take a while to build a loyal audience. Patience is crucial, and success in blogging often comes from persistence and dedication. It's not going to happen overnight. In most industries, you're going to have to work at it. Some industries, if it's a hot industry, if it's a new hot industry and you're the first one in there that's blogging about it, you're going to get more traction than anybody. Now, if it's something that a lot of people are already in, it's going to take time to build an audience. But you have, just like I said previously about the time commitment, you have to stay consistent with it. But building an audience, it really, really takes time. Another challenge to consider when blogging is the technical learning curve. Some people, it may not be a big deal. For a lot of other people, it might be a big deal. So if you're new to blogging, there might be a learning curve associated with like setting up your website, setting up your blog, understanding search engine optimization, using the particular blogging platform like WordPress. However, there are user-friendly platforms that can help ease the process. I think WordPress is one of those as well. And that's what I loved about when I first started learning about WordPress and doing blogs and writing myself. It's easy to use. Yeah, it may take a little time to understand certain aspects of it or whatnot. The technical learning curve, it might be short for others. It might be a little long for some as well. Another thing you have to consider when blogging, when you make a commitment to starting a blog, is handling the criticism once you start getting traffic. It's not going to be peaches and cream. Everyone is not going to like what you put out. And that's okay. You have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with handling criticism. Just like this video, I'm sure in the comments of this video, everybody's not going to like how I do things, how, you know, what I say, or may challenge some things that I put out. That's okay. You want that. And you say, man, why do I want that? Why do I want haters? And everybody is not a hater. So just probably somebody just challenging what you're saying, or maybe it's somebody that can put you on game. Maybe it's someone that's helping you by putting you on game. Everyone is not a hater, but they're out there. And that's okay, because they help too. Haters are profitable. How are haters profitable? Easy. Just think about this. Think about if you had 10,000 haters, 10,000 people like on this video, perhaps. Say if I had 10,000 people in the comments acting a complete fool about what I'm saying, whether it's true or not true, they have a different perspective, or they are just being super disrespectful or mid-range disrespectful. It's okay. Maybe you got some people talking about this monk hoodie that I got on, and they're in the comments and they are talking. They are letting me have it. I welcome that. It can be profitable. Trust me, it can be profitable. They help the algorithm. Handling criticism, maybe in the comment section of your blog, you know, maybe you write about a controversial subject and people are going in. They're going in at you, or they're going in at whoever. You want that, because you want that engagement. Everybody is not a hater, or everybody is, you're going to have buttholes. You're going to have people, you're just going to have it. You just have to learn how to handle that. You have to learn how to handle that. It's not for everyone. Everyone will not agree with your opinions, and just dealing with criticism is a part of being a blogger. So you have to develop thick skin in the process of all of this. We put together a resource page for a lot of things that we don't talk about in these episodes. Make sure you check that out. It has things such as ebooks, audiobooks, which are things that are for sale. Also, it has things such as different affiliate links that help us pay the bills. So make sure you check this out at nicheblogging.com/resources. That's nicheblogging.com/resources. Now back to the show. Monetization challenges. Thing to consider as well. So while there's potential for monetization, it is not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that you're going to make money blogging. It's just not. So earning money from blogging often requires a substantial readership and effective monetization strategies. Keep that in mind. Focus on the work. Focus on your audience. Focus on just putting the content out there. If you focus on your people, all of that stuff will come. If you focus on helping people, all of that will come. If you focus on giving value to people, all of that will come. So just don't start your blog off just worried about money. I'm gonna do this for money, because it's not gonna work that way. Just be consistent. Have a plan and be consistent. All of that stuff will come. the last categorization that we have to determine, you know, should I start blogging right now? Considerations before starting. These are some considerations that you're going to have before you start building that blog or before you make that determination of whether or not you want to blog. A few things here. Define your purpose. Clarify why you want to start a blog, whether it's for personal expression, professional branding, potential income. Having a clear purpose will guide your efforts. So yeah, why do you want a blog? Only you know that. The second consideration before starting a blog is choosing your niche. Determine the main topic or niche for your blog. Focusing on a specific area of interest can help you target a more defined audience. Determine which niche that you want. What are you happy about? What makes you happy? What are you passionate about? That's what I meant to say, but I had to hurry up and switch that up. So determine what niche that you want your blog to be about, you know, and like I said, it's going to come from something that only, you know, something that gets you going that you want to share to the world. The next consideration is research and plan. Research other blogs in your niche. Understand your target audience and plan your content strategy. A well thought out plan can contribute to your blog success. And this is all into being consistent as well. Be consistent with writing out your research and just plan it. The next one is evaluate your commitment. Assess your ability to commit time and effort to consistent blogging. It is hard. It's not easy. Now, if you have a team, it's easy. I think the goal should be getting a team, and that's going to make your blogging more consistent. Because you can, if you put a team together, if you have enough traffic and your blog is doing some things, or depending on what, you know, if you have money to do those things, getting a team could definitely make your consistency a lot better. It's better to start with realistic expectations and gradually increase your efforts. You can, or I would definitely say, evaluate your commitment to your blog, to wanting to start a blog. Last thing here is platform selection. Choose a user-friendly blogging platform such as WordPress. Then they have others also like Blogger and Medium. I'm always team WordPress.org. So that means go out and get your own domain name and purchase your hosting from that aspect, because it's a self-hosting site and you control that. Blogger, Medium, LinkedIn, places like that. I mean, they help. You can still grow in those places, but I'm WordPress, like I said, teamwordpress.org all the way. Yeah, those are the three categories. So I gave you some benefits, some challenges, and some considerations of starting a blog. If you want to start that blog, why not? What are you waiting on? The last thing I was going to say is starting a blog can be a rewarding adventure if you're passionate, patient, and committed. Consider your goals, assess the potential challenges, and make an informed decision based on your resources and priorities. So if you have a clear vision and are willing to invest the necessary time and effort, you might be an excellent candidate to start a blog, and start it. Don't wait. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast. And hey, we'll see you in the next one. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.